Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin, and to make sure we have representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1985.
1995?
85.
85. Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish
origin? I am Caucasian.
And thank you. That was the next question about what is your race. Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I am. I've not swapped to. I used to live in Adrian, and I just moved to Wauseon. I just ain't got around to. Actually, yeah, I did too. I believe I have.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Thank you very much. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are
motivated? I would say probably like 3. I may not, but I probably won't.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community?
Absolutely none in the presidential.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your
zero.
Vote has no power? Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 out of the list. Student loans forgiveness, immigration, jobs and the economy, climate change, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform or police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, abortion, racism and discrimination, healthcare, crime and violence, or cost of living and inflation?
Probably cost of living and jobs. I've had a long day. I've done forgot half of the stuff you just told me.
Okay, that's fine.
You're fine.
We'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Okay.
You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one is Donald Trump.
It's who?
Donald Trump.
Probably like a 1.
Thank you. Democrats.
He is comical sometimes.
Sometimes. Democrats in Congress.
Democrats in Congress. I mean, they're all about the same to me. I mean, I think some's good, some. It's probably 50-50 on that. Mm-hmm.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
Hang on.
What's your laundry in those bags?
Okay, thank you. I'll get it. Honestly, I really just don't like any politics anymore. I would say probably 2.
Thank you. And the next one is Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress, I would say a 2.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I would say probably a 0.
And then we have Kamala Harris.
I would say I'm not familiar, so what would that be? I've not really kept up on much. Yeah.
Anywhere from 0 to 10?
I would say, we'll say 2. We'll give her a 2, yeah. Too. Not leave her out.
And then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
Probably, I would say a 2-2.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would say probably Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Is it Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
It would probably be Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would probably go Republican.
Thank you. And when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden has made to black people during the 2020 elections, which is to say he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept his promises at all?
I would say few.
Few. Thank you. And would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? We have a list here. The first one is someone who secures the border.
No, I don't think the border is the issue.
So would it make no difference, or is much less likely to support, somewhat less likely to support?
Oh. Would I support border control? Is that what you're asking?
We're looking for, would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who has...
I would probably be less likely.
Less likely. And it's somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is grows the economy.
I would be more likely to vote for one of them.
Is that somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Yeah, so much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, wants to build black wealth.
One that does what?
Wants to build black wealth.
Probably more likely.
Somewhat more, or much
more? Much more, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, defends democracy.
Much more likely.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Yeah, more likely.
Much more, or just somewhat?
Much more. Yeah. That'd probably be one of my biggest pluses in the candidate.
Thank you. The next one we have is puts people over politics.
Much likely.
And looks out for people like me.
Much likely.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is honest and ethical.
Zero.
Thank you. The next one is fights racism and discrimination.
2.
Is too woke.
Ten.
Thank you. The next one is wants to build black wealth.
I would say 3.
Thank
I think
you.
They want to build their own wealth.
Protect abortion rights.
I'd say 5.
Thank you. The next one we have is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Three.
Then we have is effective and gets things done.
I would say three.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
We have... As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion
I would say zero.
Loans eliminated. Thank you. The next one we have is, as young American, just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
Did you say... Like me, I would say zero.
Yeah. Thank you. The next one is, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family.
Zero.
Thanks to the Democrats.
I mean, I'm not
working. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
That did help out pretty good. I'd have to throw that up there for 9.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, as a senior, my prescription drugs prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me with
a month's
supply. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. And we have a list. We have invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 per seniors, and invested $12 million in food assistance programs like SNAP.
Pick some of those.
Yes, you can select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
I would say the stimulus check and the, I can't even remember what all you just said. I'm sorry. He taught me at a really bad time to be asking me all these.
That's fine. We have invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, lowered the cost of prescription.
Did you say cost of living?
The cost of living, let me just check.
I don't know.
We have invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing.
Yeah, that didn't help me either.
Okay. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for $3.6 million.
Yeah, that didn't help me either.
Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans.
I don't think that helped me either, but I mean, that was a good thing, I guess.
Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8.
Yeah, that didn't help me either.
Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship?
I don't think it helped me out either.
Okay, and the last one we have is lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors.
Well, I mean, that could have helped me, maybe, if I needed it, but, like, that didn't help me either.
I really only have that one.
Have one. Let me check if the survey allows me to continue. Yes, it doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know. Do the prescription drug one, I guess.
The prescription, okay, thank you. Now, sometimes in surveys like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the election in the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I'd be undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, undecided, or will not vote?
Republican.
Republican. Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap, or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Probably the second one.
The second one. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. A 5 is it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a choice or have a voice in deciding the future of our country.
I would say 2.
Thank you. The next one is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023.
I would say 0.
0. Thank you. The next one is, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
I'll say 3.
3, thank you. The next one is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
I would say 2.
2?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the last one for this section is, we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are given tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth in Black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap.
2.
2. Thank you very much. Now, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you into the...
I'm sorry, I have many more questions.
Yes.
Is it going to be much...
We are... No, it's not much longer. We are already at 81%, and the next few questions are just for statistical purposes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of from 0 to 10? 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, how motivated am I? I would say three at the moment.
Three. Thank you. And once again, how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Once again, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a little power.
One.
Thank you. Now, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds. So let me ask you once, for the final time. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Probably the one, or the first one.
The first one, thank you. And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, wants to build black wealth. And the last one for this section is brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
I would say 3.
3. Thank you very much. Now, we are already at the statistical question. So, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes. Would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm moderate.
Moderate?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes, I am.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I consider myself an anarchist. I'm independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I don't know. It depends on which one's talking which bullshit.
So, for the purpose of the question, what should I record for you? Republican, or neither?
I would say neither.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
I am employed.
And is it a full-time, part-time?
It is a full-time. It's also a full-time pain in my ass.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I didn't vote, but I was going to vote for Trump. I did not vote.
That's fine. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know. I would say $70,000.
Thank you very much. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice
what
a month.
What is a residual service?
I'm sorry?
I said, what does that mean?
Religious services?
Oh, religious. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Yes. Yes. How often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month?
I don't need more. But I haven't in a long time.
Is that a seldom or never?
Seldom to never, yeah. We will say seldom.
Seldom. Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.